Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2297, Evening Routines, How to Master Every Evening and Why It Matters by Arthur Worsley of theartofliving.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator today and every day. Me narrating means there are no interviews, just a short podcast where we can both improve our lives one day at a time. So with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Evening Routines, How to Master Every Evening and Why It Matters by Arthur Worsley of theartofliving.com. If there's one productivity topic people often fixate on, it's the idea of a morning routine, and with good reason. If you want to get big things done, if you want better balance, if you want to live life more on purpose, then setting your days up for success every morning with solid morning rituals is an absolute must. But here's the thing. A lot of people really struggle to wake up each morning on purpose. And even if it happens 2 or 3 days a week, they struggle to do it consistently. It's frustrating. And do you know why it happens? It's not because these people are lazy or unproductive or don't realize how much mornings matter. It's because they're missing a piece of the puzzle. They don't have an evening routine. They haven't fully realized that how they spend the last few hours of today is even more important than how they spend the first few hours of tomorrow. And by doing so, they're not just setting themselves up for frustration and failure, they're cheating themselves of a win. So what does a good evening routine look like? A good question, I'm glad you asked. A good evening routine does 2 things effectively. It optimizes for sleep and maximizes quantity and quality of shut eye, and it eliminates friction. It makes your morning routine as simple and easy as possible. That's it. What's the best way to do that? Number one, how to optimize for sleep. If you're not rested, your mornings will suffer. And if your mornings suffer, you'll sabotage the rest of your day. That's why every morning routine starts with a good night of sleep. And one of the main things every good night of sleep depends on is a reliable evening routine. To set yours up for success, forget for a moment how busy you are and ask, how many hours of sleep do I need to feel happy and rested? For example, 7.5 hours. Next, add 30 minutes for fall asleep friction. So 7.5 hours plus 30 minutes equals 8 hours, and subtract the total from your ideal wake up time. For example, 5 a.m. minus 8 hours equals 9 p.m. Aim to turn your lights off by then, be in bed 30 minutes earlier, like 8:30 p.m., and avoid all the following for at least 60 minutes before that, after 7:30 p.m. Nicotine or caffeine, ideally eliminated entirely, light emitting screens, intense physical or mental activity, ideally not within 180 minutes, heavy alcohol use, heavy eating or drinking, and sugary foods or medications that disrupt sleep. Don't hit the finish line at 200 miles per hour, then wonder why you struggle to wind down. Do lay out your stuff for tomorrow, meditate, read light fiction, take a hot shower or bath, or spend time with, but not video calling, your loved ones. Whatever you do, your overall objective is simple. Manage the last 90 minutes of your day to optimize quantity and quality of sleep. Look after your evenings and your mornings will look after themselves. Number two, how to eliminate friction. Imagine your morning is a runway. The goal of eliminating friction is to make takeoff effortless, is to maximize momentum by removing as many small obstacles from your morning as possible. How? The answer is by pre-deciding and pre-preparing as much as we possibly can. It's by doing things like choosing and neatly laying out your clothes for tomorrow, pre-packing your bag and leaving it by the front door, pre-preparing and packing your breakfast and or lunch, and pre-booking and buying tickets for transport. Every decision you make, every step you take that minimizes your need to make even the smallest morning decision is a win. It's energy you can put towards something else. How to eliminate friction from your morning? First, make a list of all your morning activities. Run through a mental video of the first hour of your day. If you're at home, take a few minutes to actually follow this process on fast forward. Go through the motions of getting out the door or preparing for your first hour of meaningful work. Next, ask, which of these activities can I get rid of? Eliminate things like read the news or browse social media entirely. You have better things to do, like more sleeping, than wasting good energy on distractions. Finally, ask, what could I do in advance to make each activity as easy as possible? Write your ideas, including the ones previously mentioned, on a checklist and make them a 15-minute part of your evening routine. It's not rocket science, but taking the time to think through and master your evenings will change your life. It'll take you from inconsistent and frustrated and exhausted to ready and rested and reliable. It'll maximize the odds of setting every day up for a win. So what are you waiting for? Take action on these simple steps. Plan your evening routine. End as you mean to begin. And otherwise, until next time, be awesome, be productive, and go well. You just listened to the post titled Evening Routines, How to Master Every Evening and Why It Matters by Arthur Worsley of theartofliving.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Arthur for the reminder. I am not the best with evening routines because I'm a night owl that likes to work late and have been for as long as I can remember. Yes, people can change, but I always end up feeling charged and ready to tackle something when the house becomes totally silent. It's just how I operate. That said, I'm very sure that a wind down would benefit my life. We do know that some blue light and screens will mess up our sleep. So just doing some kind of self-care can have a big impact. Arthur said 90 minutes before bed, but don't feel like you'll fail if you miss the mark. Shoot for 10 minutes before bed if you have to, one baby step at a time. And the next thing you know, you'll have a helpful evening wind down routine that works well for you. I'll be trying it out. Let me know how it goes for you. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.